we may say there are two kinds of needs. The first kind is based on exploitation. It's a sort of bargain. You give me, I'll give you. But the second kind of need is free from exploitation. It isn't so based. And we usually find that a relationship which is based on exploitation or mutual exploitation either terminates catastrophically or it settles down into a routine of ever-increasing boredom. If you're involved in a relationship with anybody where you give him because he's giving you and he gives you because you're giving him, well, for some time the mutual need is satisfied and this sort of exchange goes on and this sort of bargain is continued to be honoured, but eventually it becomes very, very repetitious and very, very boring indeed. But the second kind of satisfaction of need, that which is conscious, that which is more aware, which is not exploited, which is not based upon any sort of bargain, this can go on, we may say, continually deepening, becoming more and more meaningful. When the relationship is based upon what we may call a full and free, not exchange, but a sort of mutual giving without any thought of return. That's as we get, ideally, say, between parents and children at their best. The parents give freely to the children without thinking that the children are going to give back to them later on. They just give, because that's right and that's natural. In the same way, the children also give to the parents to the best of their capacity, not thinking that they are giving in return for what their good parents have done, but simply because they love the parents. So in this way, the parents give, the children give. It's mutual, but no giving because you are given to, or given to because you are giving. Nothing like that. Nothing exploitive, nothing of the nature of a sort of bargain. So this is the basic principle. This is the Buddha's philosophy, we may say, of personal relations. That personal relations should be based on this principle of non-exploitation. Whether it's in the life of religion, whether it's in the field of economics, or even we may say politics, or even of more intimate personal relationships still, non-exploitation. Mutual generosity is the guiding, is the fundamental principle. So this is the sort of philosophy which the Buddha exemplified in his own person. The Buddha, as we know, spent 540 years going about in northeastern India simply teaching. So what did he get? All that he took from people was one meal a day, was a few yards of yellow cloth, was a little hut in somebody's garden to stay in the course of his travels, and occasional supplies of medicine. This was all the Buddha took from other people in the course of his whole life. Nothing more than this. He didn't even have any books, because there were no books in those days. Just food, clothing, a shelter, and medicine. That is all the Buddha took from other members of the human race. But then if you think what the Buddha gave, not gave in exchange, there's no question of exchange, no question of a bargain, but what he gave out of compassion, or gave out of understanding, or gave out of sympathy, gave his teaching, gave his guidance, gave his compassion, gave his love, gave his understanding, without any thought of return. So you see here a perfect example, one may say, of this sort of right personal relationship. The Buddha taking just what he needed, but giving all he possibly could, so that there's no sort of commensurability between them whatsoever. If you look at what the Buddha took, it's infinitesimal. But if you look of what the Buddha gave, then it is simply incalculable. There's no relationship between the two. So this is the principle, we may say, of human life, the principle upon which, the philosophy upon which human relationships should be based. Take simply what you need, whether material, whether psychological, emotional, spiritual, take just what you need, without exploiting, and give whatsoever you can, on all levels, again. Material, cultural, educational, moral, spiritual, religious, every level. Give what you can. But don't try to connect the two. So much given, therefore so much taken. So much taken, therefore so much given. This sort of bargaining, this sort of shopkeeper's mentality, we may say, is the absolute bane and curse of the human race. So we can even go so far as to say that only when our whole life is based firmly on this principle of non-exploitation can there be any peace, any real progress, any real large-scale human upliftment in the world. So it's this sort of philosophy that the follower of the Buddha is expected to exemplify in his own life. The philosophy of non-exploitation. The Buddha's philosophy of personal relations.